ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्ण। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 3, Verse Number 21.
Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta Jignyasu Shreya Uttamam Shabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmanya Upashamashrayam तस्माद् गुरुं प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु श्रेय उत्तमम् शब्दे परे च निष्णातम् ब्रह्मण्य उपशमाश्रयम्। तस्माद् गुरुं प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु श्रेय उत्तमम् शब्दे परे च निष्णातम् ब्रह्मण्य उपशमाश्रयम्। तस्मात् पुरुम् प्रपद्येत तस्माद् गुरुं प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु श्रेय उत्तमम् निष्णातम् ब्रह्मणि उपशमाश्रयम्। तस्माद् गुरुं प्रपद्येत
तस्मात्। देयरफोर गुरुम अ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर प्रपद्येत वन शुड टेक शेल्टर ऑफ जिज्ञासु बीइंग इनक्विजिटिव श्रेय उत्तमम अबाउट द हाईएस्ट गुड शब्दे इन द वेदास परे इन सुप्रीम च एंड निष्णातम परफेक्टली नॉलेजेबल ब्रह्मणि इन दिस टू एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ उपशमाश्रयम fixed in detachment from material affairs. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Therefore, any person who seriously desires real happiness must seek a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the bona fide guru is that he has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and is able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, should be understood to be bona fide spiritual masters. Purport. Actually, this purport is very long and it will be discussed in 3-4 classes. So, we will take the first section. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the word Shabde refers to the Vedic literature and Pare refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The bona fide spiritual master must be Nishnatam, deeply experienced in authorized Vedic literatures and in practical understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without scriptural knowledge and practical realization of the Personality of Godhead, a so-called guru will be unable to dissipate the doubts of his disciples and therefore unable to execute the function of bringing the sincere student back home, back to Godhead. The symptom of realized understanding of the Vedas and Krishna is upashamashrayam. In other words, the bona fide spiritual master is one who has retired from the glittering illusions of materialistic society, friendship and love. Within the material world, one is certainly attracted to becoming a great intellectual, a powerful politician, the loving father of many beautiful and affectionate little children, a most honored welfare worker, or a highly admired and successful businessman. But none of these material positions have a permanent basis, and nor do they afford permanent happiness, because they are all based on the primary understanding by which one identifies himself with the material body. Anyone can readily experience that he is not the body but consciousness. Even if one loses a limb of his body, he does not cease to exist as a conscious entity. Ultimately, the entire body is lost at the time of death and the living entity acquires a new body. The preliminary understanding of one's identity as consciousness is called self-realization. But beyond this elementary knowledge is the elaborate subject matter of how the soul came to exist within this cycle of 84 lakh species, material species of life. And if the living entity is not the material body but consciousness, he must ultimately have an original status on the higher platform. Punishment implies reward also. A powerful man who can punish is also able to reward. Therefore, the existence of punishment of the living being who is forced to take a miserable material body subject to birth, old age, disease and death also logically implies the existence of reward for him. Although we mistakenly consider material sense gratification as the ultimate reward of life, material happiness is actually another type of punishment, since it entices one to continue rotating in the cycle of birth and death. In the Western countries, violent prisoners are placed in solitary confinement, whereas well-behaved prisoners are sometimes allowed to work in the warden's garden or library as a reward. But any position in the prison is ultimately a punishment. Similarly, the existence of a higher and lower categories of material sense gratification does not explain the living entity's ultimate reward, which must constitute the natural antithesis of the punishment of material existence. That actual reward is an eternal life of bliss and knowledge in the kingdom of God, where there is no punishment. The kingdom of God is Vaikuntha, or unconditional pleasure. There is no punishment in the spiritual world. It is a place of ever increasing pleasure. The rest of the purport will be discussed later. Om Ajnanat Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all devotees assembled over here, that I may be able to speak on this exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this verse is very, very important, and that can be understood by the length of the purport itself, which has been given by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So I am totally unqualified, but still, by the mercy of devotees, maybe I'll be able to speak something. So, this chapter, which is entitled Liberation from the Illusory Energy, and just to recapitulate, this is the conversation between Nimi Maharaj and the Nav Yogendras. And in this chapter, almost like, I think this is the fourth question which is being asked by Nimi Maharaj, and he is being answered to by Prabhudda. King Nimi asked O great sage, please explain how even a foolish materialist can easily cross over the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord, which is always insurmountable for those who are not self-controlled. Actually, these questions are being asked for the benefit of all general populace like us, who are actually not self-controlled. And it is the compassion of such great Rajarishis like King Ram Nimi that they are asking such questions for our benefit, and in that process giving us the solution also. And here we have yesterday and the day before we have seen Prabhupada has started the reply, and he says, Karmani arambhamanam dukha hatyai sukha yacha pashyet paka vipashyasham mithuni charinam ranam. Accepting the roles of male and female in human society, the conditioned souls unite in sexual relationships. Thus, they constantly make material endeavors to eliminate their unhappiness and unlimitedly increase their pleasure. But one should see that they inevitably achieve exactly the opposite result. In other words, their happiness inevitably vanishes, and as they grow older, their material discomfort and klesha actually increases. And a similar question was actually asked even by Vidur to Maitreya in the third canto, and he also expressed this query to Maitreya Muni. He said, everyone in this world is engaged in fruitive activities and trying to attain happiness, but one is that he never gets satiation, he is never satisfied completely, and on the other hand, the distress is actually increasing. Instead of although he is putting an effort to increase the happiness or satisfaction, but the opposite happens. The distress is increasing, and he is actually getting aggravated by such a thing. So, kindly help us and give us direction how we should endeavor for real happiness in life. That was the question of Vidura to Maitreya Muni. And although Vidura was actually sent by Uddhava to meet Maitreya and ask him about Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but out of his humility, Vidura is asking about even such simple topics for the benefit of the common populace. And he is, because it is very important that we should understand what is the position of individual atmas like us in this material world before we can understand who is Supreme Lord. You know. So, the basic query rises from who am I? What is my position? And then we can understand who the Supreme Lord is. So, instead of asking directly about the Supreme Lord as instructed by Uddhava, he is asking some very basic questions for the benefit of all individuals like us. And then, here coming back to this chapter, Prabuddha is replying that actually wealth is a source of perpetual distress. So, although we may think, Anandanandan Prabhu is here, that he knows how wealth management, there is so many courses also for studying about wealth management, but so much of effort and endeavor goes into how to acquire, how to manage, how to increase. But here Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining that wealth is a source of perpetual distress, and it is difficult to acquire, and it is a virtual death for the soul. So, what satisfaction can one gain from this wealth? And one can never gain ultimate or permanent happiness from one's so-called home, children, relatives and domestic animals, which are maintained by this hard-earned money. A Of course, it goes to say that it's not that we don't have to practice our duties. That is necessary. But at the same time, there has to be a basic understanding that only acquiring wealth and maintaining our duties and responsibilities is not sufficient. Unless and until we take this opportunity to understand about who we actually are and what is our relationship with the Supreme Lord. And therefore, now here in this verse, Prabuddha is beginning with Tasmad. Therefore. So he is giving a conclusion to what he has already begun. And he is saying that Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta. So therefore, because this is the precarious situation of the souls in this material world, so one has to take shelter of the spiritual master or guru. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreyottamam. A person who is intelligent, when he goes through this experience that, oh, I am putting in so much of endeavor, so much of effort to seek happiness by different permutation combinations, so much of effort, but still I am actually suffering in this material world, then what should I do now? Where should I get this real happiness from? So he has to approach a guru. And in this first, because this entire verse is very, very important, and it's the purport spaces over 5 pages. So today we will concentrate only on the first 4 paras which we have read now. The first para of this purport actually begins, Prabuddha is explaining the qualifications of a guru. Who is a bona fide spiritual master? Now, because we in this society we can find there are many gurus, and different gurus people approach for different purposes. But as per the Vedic scriptures, who is a bona fide spiritual master, that is explained over here. That Shabde Parecha Nishnatam. Shabde refers to the Vedic scriptures. A bona fide spiritual master is one who is very well versed in the Vedic scriptures. And Srila Prabhupada, once he was saying that the whole Vedic instruction, the Vedic scriptures, their ultimate goal is to deliver all the suffering humanity from the threefold miseries of material existence. All that means that the purpose of human life is actually to get a solution to all these kinds of troubles. You know, the troubles which we are going through in all the, in this material life, maybe in whatever situation we may be, we have to try to find a solution for that, because this is recurring for lifetimes. And for that we have to understand that we are not this body. Like he has said, it is being said, Shabde Parecha Nishnatam. Nishnatam means he is perfectly knowledgeable by deliberation, and he has understood the conclusions of Vedic scriptures. So recently we had visited to Sringeri, and there also they had the main purpose of the institution over there, one of the Sharada Peetham over there was Aham Brahmasmi, to understand that I am not this material body, but I am Brahman, or a particle of the Supreme. So Shabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmani Upashamashrayam, to understand that I am not this material body, I am a Brahman, and this knowledge has been realized by the spiritual knowledge, spiritual master. And what is the proof of that? That is Upashamashrayam. That means he, by understanding this basic concept, then he actually becomes detached from the pleasures of this material world or the allurements of this material world. That is said, given in the translation, that one has to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of God, and leaving aside all material considerations, such a person is to be understood as a bona fide spiritual master. You know? So, the spiritual master, because he understands that we are not this body, so, and he understands that everybody, whether he is a human being, animal, or in the plant, everybody is an individual atma and a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So he is able to rise above this platform of material life and see from top and understand that each and every person. That's why Prabhupada also explains that the material problems, which are actually like is explained in Bhagavad Gita also, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Doshanu Darshana. To understand this and to the universality of this entire, all these problems, that actually enables the spiritual master to be compassionate on all living entities. You know? Whether these problems which we see, they are actually universal to people from all walks of life and from different living, whether he is Muslim or Christian, that does not make them different. They are all subject to the same, we are all subject to the same problems. And in the second para, the theme which is discussed is why we cannot be happy in this material world. We are, the first thing is we have to understand that we are not this material body. And then, in spite of having all the material knowledge for having a comfortable life, we have to understand that there is something beyond this. Like, even Sanatan Goswami, he was greatly learned. Rupan Sanatan Goswami, they were greatly learned in all so many languages, they were very expert, they had so much of skills and qualifications. In fact, they were also students of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yet, when Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come over here, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has incarnated as a devotee, they were very eager to go and surrender to him and inquire about the basic truths of life. So Sanatan Goswami said, people are addressing me that I am very learned. Gramya vyavahare kahe pandita satya karimani apnara hitaita kichu nahi jani. So although one may have expert knowledge about how to maintain one's material life in different ways, but still, if one is not able to understand that what is my real goal, who am I, and what is my relationship with the Lord, there is no point. I am actually, we are a fool. So, and whatever effort we may put, but that becomes only simple, useless labor. And therefore, one has to inquire about who am I, or Athato Brahma Jigyasa. And that is the Vedanta Sutra. That is how Srimad Bhagavatam also begins. So, the real necessity of human form of life is that although animals and human beings, that is the difference. That why do we consider ourselves very fortunate? Because although we are all trying to extract pleasure in this material world by ahara, nidra, by maithun. Samanya metat pashubir naranam. Both for animals as well as humans, these are the basic activities which we are endeavoring in our day-to-day life. But unless and until we inquire about who am I, then only the purpose of human life will be achieved. We see that in this material world, there is so much of effort. In the purport it is explained that how so much of effort is going just in becoming a
great intellectual, a powerful politician, the loving father of many affectionate little children, or a welfare worker. Everybody is trying in all these things, but they are not able to seek the actual happiness for which they are endeavoring. You know. But none of these material positions have a permanent basis because they are all based on one's material body. So we see that material energy, like yesterday also Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu explained, how this Maya is actually fooling us. The Maya is actually enticing us with different forms of pleasure and just trying to keep us in this jail or prison, which is actually there are no walls. Just recently I was going to in the afternoon to Madhobhag area, that side, and I there was one very elderly lady, very old and very feeble, and she was pulling a cow, and it was actually a gir cow. Means in this Madhobhag area, that area, they have this goshala, and many people come to feed the cow, and that way they earn money. So I saw she was very old, feeble, but still, and this cow was so big, yet the cow was following her with so much eagerness. Why? Because in her hand she was having a fistful of this the leaves, the coverings of this bhutta, corn, and she was having a rope also, and at the same time her hand was holding this leaves of corn, and the cow was thinking that, okay, I am not going to get it, and every step it is trying, and she had kept it in just exact distance that it touches its mouth, but and it's a few times she would tap it on his on the cow's nose at the same, and then the cow is briskly walking behind her, and although she may be so feeble, yet she was able to control this big cow. So that is how Maya is. Even for us, it is enticing us with little pleasures, just like this. And if at a certain point of time we may just become little dissuaded, oh, I am not getting anything, then immediately she taps with some little small enticement, and then immediately we become allured, and then we start again following. So this is how Maya is working. But we have to understand that although we may try so many things, different things, but yet we are not going to be happy in this material world. Like even in this garden, Vrindavan forest, we see there are so many rats over there nowadays, and it becomes very difficult because they are always making holes in the ground, and many of the plants, they die because of that. So recently we Chaitanya Anand Prabhu was back, and he said, okay, I will catch all the rats. And he said, I know, I have the perfect plan how to catch them. And then one day we put 6 cages, and he said that first the cage has to be washed nicely, and then we have to put this very nice recipe for the rats. We will get the rotis very nicely baked and apply butter and till on that, and then the rats won't be able to resist. They will end. Very truly, next day we saw that 3 rats were caught in the cages. So the material Maya is so powerful that she has made the perfect plan, and we are for sure to get caught. But at the same time, in my office I kept the cage, and the rats were not coming inside. So I was wondering why. So then he explained that because once one rat is caught, then you have to wash it clean it nicely. Otherwise, there is always this smell. And then once the smell is there, then the rat will not enter again. So that is how. So a spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, is one. Although he is in this same material world, but because he knows that this is the trap of Maya, so any number of times, although he may be existing with the same conditioned souls like us, he understands and he is not caught in the trap. So that is the power of the spiritual master. That by understanding the scriptures, Vedic scriptures, he understands what is the trap of Maya and what is real knowledge. And so, if we take shelter of such a spiritual master, then we can also, at one day, we can also able to distinguish between what is actually the trap and what is actually real happiness. And then, we will be able to overcome this immense power of Maya. We see that for materialists, the Maya may take away in one shot. Many a time, means some time back, somebody had explained, given this example. Prabhupada also gives in his, that big people are planning for so many things, so many development plans, planning commission and all. But then the power of Maya is so strong, and death, which ultimately comes as a shock to all of us, that approaches so stealthily that we can't even perceive it. And this planning commission chief, he was going in a car, and suddenly to attend a meeting, and suddenly on the way he had a meeting with Mr. Death, but he was not aware of that this meeting is scheduled. So, and even in Brazil elections, once there was a person who was standing up for the elections for this prime minister post. And he was thinking that, okay, if I get elected, then nobody can stop me from becoming the prime minister. But he got elected, but one day before the oath-taking ceremony, he got a heart attack and he died. So, for materialists, many a times this may come as one big shock. And they are very depressed, or they become very bewildered by such an incident. But as Shyamanand Prabhu was explaining the other day, devotees may be aware that Maya is there and Maya is so strong, but for us also, the Maya's allurement is very much there. We all experience in our day-to-day life that even for us, although we may be aware, but Maya entices us with little things. Like many times in the morning program, after the morning program we may feel very sleepy, and we may think that, oh, this japa session is just to begin after Mangal Arati, and we feel that, oh, I am feeling so drowsy, I won't be able to chant nicely. Should I take a small nap of 5-10 minutes and then I will be able to chant? Or if somebody may think that, okay, let me go and take rest, then we understand, it is the attack of Maya. No, we have to sit and chant together. But many a times when we are sitting and chanting, that time we may feel drowsy and we are just take a few minutes nap here and there. And then ultimately when we see the clock, the time has passed and only 3 rounds have done. So in this way, for devotees, Maya may entice us with little things and allure us. In the third para of this purport, the basic principles that, as we discussed, that we are not this body, but we are spirit soul. And it is explained by a very nice example that we are not this body. How we can understand? A simple test is given, that if we meditate upon our finger, we can understand that, I am not this finger, this is my finger. And similarly, Prabhupada explains how if we meditate upon different parts of our body, we can easily understand that we are not this body. Just like this clothes are mine, similarly this body is mine, but I am a spirit soul. So Srila Prabhupada explains, Yasyatma Buddhir Punapetri Dhaduke. So unless and until we understand this, which is also the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, Dehi Nosmin Yatha Dehe Kaumaram Yaumanam Jara Tatha Dehantara Praptir Dhiras Tatranamuyati. So this is, once we understand this, this is called Brahma Jigyasa. When we are able to come to terms with this fact, then we can actually inquire about the Supreme Lord. And in the fourth para is described, what is the real happiness in life? A very interesting point is made over here, that punishment implies reward also. When there is a person who can actually punish us, that means he is also capable of giving us a reward. We may think that actually the reward which we are getting, we are in the material world, although people from different walks of life, they are all undergoing so much of anxiety and stress and so much of misery. But sometimes people may think that, oh, if I am able to get some better prospect, then I will become happy. But actually that is also a punishment in disguise, you know, a reward in getting some upliftment in our material status. Okay, if I get a, like many people, they put in a lot of endeavors thinking that if I get a better house, a place at a house somewhere, there is good water supply. It is, means nowadays I am going to Diva for some programs, and the situation of the people over there is so pathetic. Means for 15 days there is no water supply. It's hard to believe, like in a city like Bombay, where there is so much of rains, even now for 15 days there was no water supply. So people may think that, okay, if I shift from Diwar to, I will go to Dombivli, then I can get, at least I will have assured water supply and electricity supply. They were saying that the situation was so bad that few years back, sometimes the electricity would go and for 4 to 5 days there won't be any electricity, depending on the gravity of the problem. In a place like Bombay, to imagine such a situation, when we were small children at home, we could think of like that, because those days were like that. But in Bombay, today also places exist where there is shortage of water and electricity, or maybe because it is unauthorized, so the authorities are not serious about providing them those facilities. It's very difficult to understand. So such people may think, oh, if I improve my material condition, then I can become happy. That is the reward of all austerities or pious deeds which I have achieved. But such progress in the material world itself is actually very illusory. Because whatever state, A Brahma Bhavana Loka, means even in the previous verse, it was nicely explained that even if we attempt and reach the Swarga or the higher planetary systems, still we will be in the anxiety only. Why? Because this entire creation is Kuntha. It is ridden with anxiety for each and every person. And the only, in the purport it is explained, the real happiness in spiritual is in the spiritual world, which is Anandambudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam. In the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha, there is no anxiety. That is the characteristic. And the ananda or the bliss is actually ever increasing. And that being our goal, so the only way which we can achieve this or endeavor toward this is when we take the shelter of the spiritual master. It is explained over here. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreyottamam shabde pare cha nishnatam brahmani upasamashrayam. Only when we take shelter of the spiritual master, then we can actually get a clear vision and see through this plan of Maya and make ourselves qualified that we can go back to Godhead. Of course, the more details about this will be discussed in the future classes. I would like to stop over here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any comments,